might offend my political connects. But I'm a rebel, what the fuck do you expect? What you mean I can't go? I was the first one to sign up for your show. I drove 10 hours in snow, my mind is in limbo. I guess cause they're viral, it's red carpets and limos. Respeezy, Respeezy. So many donkeys in the room push elephants aside. They silence the land but don't realize who the goats are. The politics here are worse than third world governments. And these platforms are buying bad products. It's a shark tank. And everyone praises Jabba Jaws. Then again, what's a great white in comparison to the Loch Ness Monster against repeated concepts and pandering Yara line on hype off a buzz, spitting that catering bullshit, but my mind light years away, pin on infinity and beyond. So what I gotta prove myself for? And I get it, out of sight, out of mind, long as it's not affecting mine, we hear you loud as mimes. But how many niggas ain't shit poems are there? How many I love my neo soul over white hope poems are there? Following trending topics like Twitter poems stating black faces you wouldn't care about, they weren't hashtags. You poets have turned these stages into minstrel shows.
ASRG, shit me.
To move forward, I had to take a step back from the slam culture. I realize I'm too authentic for it. I gift these judges my heart and in return they give me their ass to kiss. How could I go wrong? I put my soul in these poems. And Quince don't write for his rights, he write for those doing wrong to show him a different light. His brothers that has a cord, umbilical tied around that neck, hanging on to a dream of squeezing a mill off a corner. See low chances of making it out with ball dreams. Quince rock a nation from Harlem to Memphis. Bleak storytelling is appreciated. I got a couple black albums, tried, but they couldn't follow the blueprint. Cause all I need in this life of sin is goosebumps on the skin and a stage to vent on. I know a little bit about scripture, but I paint pictures like murals, but they bend more rules for those who's traumatized and not lyrically inclined. But I won't conform. So to the real poets, staying up endless nights to make that one punch ever last. Passion leaking from your pen, spilling blood of your story on notepad. Moonwalking across stages behind bars like a smooth criminal. Remember the time you wasn't confident in your gift? Now people see you as the man in the mirror telling their stories. These are your glory tales, and no judge or audience could ever take that away from you. Stay true to self, never lose freedom of expression, and most importantly, never fall victim to these poetic politics.